From the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network News Desk, I'm Spencer Porden. A special election will be held today in Sheridan with Charter Ordinance 2202 on the ballot. Ordinance 2202, which defines the powers and responsibilities given to both the city administrator and the mayor, has become a highly debated topic within city council in recent months. Mayor Roger Miller, a strong opponent of the city administrator position, said he fears that the position strips too much power away from the mayor and council, while other members of council express support for the position, saying it frees up the mayor from day-to-day responsibilities, which would allow more time to focus on creating policy that would benefit the city. Brian Miller, who organized a petition which brought this vote to referendum, explains why he started the petition to bring 2202 to vote.
You know, it's changed our form of government. We used to have an executive branch with the mayor and the department heads, and then we had the legislative branch with the council, which is the way that, you know, a mayor council system is set up. Well, now they turned this into a governing body administrator system. So we have an administrator who's not accountable to us at all, and we have a governing body that no longer has a check and balance like we used to have, and that's a problem for me and for most people, because if we wanted that, they should come to us and ask, and then we can vote on it.
At last night's Sheridan City Council meeting, City Clerk Cecilia Good explained when residents can vote today.
The polls will open at 7 a.m.
7 to 7.
7 to 7. And any absentee ballots need to be returned to my office by 7 p.m. tomorrow evening.
All of the polling places normally set up for a regular election will be open for residents to vote at today. For the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, I'm Spencer Porden.